Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN. Name here is Steve. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. My topic for tonight, big question is, what is your most memorable contact or DX and favorite operating mode? Tell us all about it. Before we go into the topic, let's run down a list of announcements. First of all, we have solar flux of 159, sunspot number 177, A3, and K0 today, so things should be pretty quiet. Club meeting is coming up on Thursday the 11th at 7:15 p.m., both in person and online. VE test session coming up Saturday the 20th at 9:30 a.m., the club breakfast is Saturday the 27th at 8 a.m., and winter field day is the same weekend, Saturday, Sunday, the 27th and 28th. All these, you can find more information on the club website at w4va.org. Does anyone else have any announcements or news topics to bring to the net tonight? If so, please call WD8QCN. Okay, nothing heard. Okay, so my most memorable contacts, or DX, I would have to say, was a satellite contact I made back on Oscar 10 at a very low elevation, about 10 degrees above the horizon. The satellite was somewhere over the Mediterranean, and I worked a station in Krasnoyarsk. I had just finished reading an article about the anti-ballistic missile radar system that the Russians were tinkering with up there in Krasnoyarsk. I asked the operator if he worked at the radar site, and he was just blown away that I even knew about it. He said, oh, you must work for some government agency. And I was like, no, actually, I'm a high school student. So he was totally blown away by that. That was fun. Let's see, other memorable contacts. There are a few, but I'll leave it at that one for the time being. We'll take some check-ins, and as you check in, please mention yours and any particulars associated with it. So we'll start with mobiles, portables, or stations on short time. Please call WD8QCN. None heard. How about Echolink stations? None of those either. All right, we'll take general check-ins. Please call WD8QCN now.
KX40.
W4RKU.
K4HCO.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Okay.
K04VNZ.
You, Kevin, good evening. K4HCO, W7RAV, and KM4OZH. Any others for the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN.
K04VNZ.
K04VNZ, got you, Chuck. Okay. We'll start the list there. I'll come back and pick up some more check-ins if anybody tunes in late here. Over to you, John, KX40. Heard you testing a little while ago. Hope everything's going well.
Yeah, pretty well. I'm using a portable setup down in the basement temporarily. I'm using it for an APRS receive for a video I'm making on this new project I'm working on with the MicroSat. Memorable contact would have to be my VHF SSB contact I made literally the day that I put up a 2-meter beam temporarily on, oh, I don't know, 30 or 40 feet to Canada. I just got lucky, and it opened up nicely and closed the deal. I don't understand that you have to wait a while, so I simply got lucky on that one. It's only a 4-element beam as well, so I didn't really have a lot of oomph on my side, but it was cool. Very cool. Projects. Again, APRS, I'm ringing out the KX-13 weather stations / Digipeter and Opal. finding I can't do some things that you can do with Dire Wolf and others, but functionally I can do things, but I'd like to get two separate icons on the map, and I don't think I can do it with the Microsat WX 3-in-1 device. But it's one hell of a device, so hopefully we'll get to share some videos on how I did my assembly. One of those is running up on the hill at the moment. I duplicated the exact same thing at my house down here, and eventually one of those will go up to Blakey. That's about it. Have a great day, everyone. This is KX4O. Back to now.
Thanks, John. Yep, the portable sounds great. Full quieting, no problems. Thank you for that. And let's see, Kevin, W4RKU, how are you tonight, sir? And what's new in your neck of the woods? What's your most memorable contact?
WDAQCN, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I don't know if it's most memorable, but the one I think is my coolest contact is I worked FT8 to Kilo Charlie 4 Alpha Alpha Alpha, which is it is the South Pole, not Antarctica per se, but it was the exact South Pole, the station there. So, and that was early on in FT8. I got that one, and I got a nice QSL card for it. That's about the only one I have to share. I did try the RDI contest a little bit. My Pi with like FL Digi was not. It gets too slow, so I kind of gave up on that. So I'll turn it back over to you, Steve. WD8QCN W4RKU back to net.
Hi, thanks, Kevin. Good stuff. And I worked KC4AAA on sidebands early in my ham radio days. Haven't worked them recently. I think I did work McMurdo on FT8. It was very late at night. It was kind of a ghostly echo of an FT8 contact. And it was a very strange sound to the signal. The band should have been closed, but somehow I managed to work them. That was kind of fun. So it must have been, you know, some interesting long path stuff going on there. Lots of interesting contacts do pop up. I can only come up with a few of them off the top of my brain. K4HCO. I think it's Jared. Do I have your name right?
It's Jeremiah, K4HCO.
Got it. Thank you, Jeremiah. Over to you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, my most memorable contact was this summer. I was on a road trip out to visit my parents in Southern Oregon. Programmed VHF, UHF repeaters all the way out. And I made a contact on a repeater that was on the west side of Salt Lake City. And unbeknownst to me, that was part of a very large link repeater network that they have right there in Salt Lake City. It stretches all the way from southern Idaho all the way down to Las Vegas, and this gentleman was in Las Vegas, and I was just totally floored by that. That was quite a contact, and we talked for a while as I was driving across the Salt Plains. So, projects working on I'm working on a Digipi right now, so we'll see how that goes, and just starting with the material collection. So, it's K4HCO, back over to you.
Jeremiah, this is WDATCO, the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service Net. Good stuff. I remember late 80s, I had a similar experience on the packet networks, discovered the early internet tunneling, and was able to connect all the way from northwest Ohio all the way out to Colorado and up into Salt Lake area. I was trying to get a message out to a site I worked on, satellite out there, and that was very interesting. It was very slow with all the connections in between nodes and stuff, but it did work. The message got through, so that's fun stuff, all the link repeaters and things of that nature. Let's see, down to Randy, WB7RAV, how are you tonight?
This is WB7RAV, not doing too bad. Most of all, contact I made was about 3 months after I got my license. I had my first radio. I was out on back roads outside of Seattle one night, and a car in front of me ran off the road and into a ditch. And this was back in the 77, 78 time frame, and no cell phone, so I used a radio to the repeater, a local repeater, to the fire department and the state police respond to it. Stayed with the other lady who ran off the road, and until everybody showed up, and then took off. While I was waiting, everybody who was listening on the repeater who was commenting on how professional it was that I made the contact and just didn't keep on motoring by. And the projects I'm working on right now, I'm rearranging my radio shack, moving things to where it's a little bit more convenient for me, and then moving it back because it wasn't convenient. Radio Shack never done. That's all I have for tonight. WB7RAV back to net.
Right, thanks for that, Randy. You're a good Sam there to stop and help out somebody in trouble there. I remember those days before cell phones. So good stuff. Okay, down to Gil, KM4OZH. What's new in your neck of the woods?
WD8QCN. This is KM4OZH. Well, good evening to Steve and everybody on the net. Well, let's see. Because I refer to this numerous times, I'm guessing that my most memorable contact was to David KK4ZUU in the 2016 Virginia CUSO party, which was my very first Virginia CUSO party. And all I had was a Baofeng handheld, and I was here in my spot in the city of Manassas and worked him in Madison County on 2 meters. And I was so enthralled with that. I think that's where my obsession with Virginia CUSO party has come from. But I bring that up all the time. And I did not know him at the time, but we have become friends and so forth since then. So it's been pretty good. I will throw a better one in there. In this past 2023 Virginia CUSO party, me being mobile, did work OM2VL in the Slavic Republic, 15 meters on sideband. So that's probably a better one. That's about all I got for this evening. I turn it back over to you, Steve. This is KM4OZH.
All right, thanks, Gil. Good stuff. Yeah, you never know who you're going to meet on the air. Lots of good folks out there, that's for sure. And we got a bunch of them right here on this repeater. Down to Chuck, KO4VNZ.
This is KO4VNZ. Thanks to you for taking the net. Gosh, I can't think of any ham contact that I've made that was particularly significant yet. Remember, I've only been doing this 2 years. As far as a radio contact, I once answered a TAN call for a merchant ship that was in the Straits of Malacca. It had a crewman, I think, had appendicitis or something like that. So that's probably my most significant radio call that I ever worked. Not much today. I went out to the Farah Roving Club station for today. It was out at Northern Fauquier Community Park, and had a good time there. And right now I'm trying to send pictures that I took of that over to Kevin and to Rick. And I guess I'll also send them to Andy. And then they can add, if they want, pictures to this Google photo session. And that's about it for me. So take care. And 73 and back to that control, KO4VNZ.
Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, that's interesting stuff. You never know what you're going to hear out there sometimes. I'm glad you were there to answer that call. Hopefully save that guy. That's the end of our list here. So let's see if we got any other check-ins or rechecks. So please call WDAQCN.
KO4LKT.
SOO, just listening. Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
KD4REE.
K1RA.
NB3A.
All right, picked up a bunch there. I've got KO4LKP. Next one, I only got the suffix. There was a slight double there. Sierra Oscar Oscar.
K4SOO.
K4SOO, thank you. W8BT, KD4REE, K1RA, and NB3A. Any other check-ins, please call WD8QCN.
KQ4NES.
KQ4NES, November Echo Sierra, is that correct?
Negative. Kilo Quebec 4, November Echo Sierra.
Kilo Quebec, got it, thank you. All right, go back up to KO4LKP. How are you tonight, and what's your most memorable contact?
Well, I'm just fairly new to it. I haven't had any emergency contacts, but I'm always pleased by getting some DX contacts. I worked POTA today, Parks on the Air, and I ended up getting somebody came in from out of nowhere, from El Salvador, Manitoba, Canada. I'm still pleased by some of those DX contacts. They still are thrilled to get those kind of contacts, especially when you know you're getting mostly a lot of state things. So, still a little pleased with DX. I thought I heard earlier that about projects. I'm fairly new to POTA and HF and all that stuff, so I'm just making antennas, mostly dipoles, cutting them and tuning them and stuff, and enjoying that. It's fun to be back on 2 meters. I've been off for a while, mostly to do an HF, but it's great to be back on 2 meters and on the net. Thank you. KO4LKP, back to net.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate that. Good stuff. How about K4SOO, Jim, isn't it?
Yes, sir. KO4KLP, this is K4SOO, Jim in Warrenton. I was just listening in tonight, and my most memorable contact thus far has been an SDA contact out of Antarctica. It was from the Japanese station in Antarctica. I was thrilled to get that one that night, and they're all good contacts, but that one is the most memorable. I've got nothing else, so KLW, this is K4SOO, back to the net.
This is WD8QCN running the net there. KO4LKP was Glenn. He was our last check-in there. Down to Travis, W8BT. How are you, sir?
Hey, good evening, Steve and all on the net. This is W8BT. I got to say, my most memorable contact was probably my first 6-meter sideband contact to the West Coast, to California. It was not... Maybe within the first year of being licensed, less than 100 watts with just a dipole out on the fence, made of wire that I built. That was probably it. I can't remember the call sign. It was K6 something. I think it was a 1x2. But anyway, just getting ready to get my, I should have my two new upgrade boards for my K3 and get that put back together tomorrow. That's about all I've got going on. WD8QCN on the net. This is W8BT.
All right. Thanks, Travis. Very good. Run down to SIN, KD4REE.
Yeah, hopefully you can hear me. I tried to clean the microphone element and the whole lip for my ICOM 2100. I did hear the scratching noises on the SDR and on my handheld as well, and sometimes the power drops out. Thinking about getting a new radio, the audio is here, so it's an improve. I'll try a new microphone first. As far as contacts go, not really a contact, but a couple days ago on Whisper, a station that heard my transmitter at 17 meters in Australia, South Australia. I think it was 4 p.m. around that time, 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern, and it went all the way to Australia. And that's all I have. I'm going to go back to chores and typing. So back to that control from KD4REV.
KD4REV, WD8QCN, very good, Tim. Your audio is just a tiny bit low. I don't hear a lot of noise on you or anything. Occasional pop or something that may be from like a squeaky mic switch lever or something like that. So if there's anything you can do to buffer that, but otherwise your audio is pretty good. It's pretty normal for your radio, I think. That's about it. Down to Andy, K1RA.
Good evening to everyone on the net. Steve, thanks for running. And Tim, since I was around this afternoon when your radio went into the bad state, you're 100% better. You're back to your normal self. So whatever you did fixed the problem, and I think you're okay. Let's see, memorable contact, probably for me when I was a teenager back in the early 80s, the Soviets launched a string of satellites called Radio Sputniks, Radio RS 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And if anyone remembers back in those days, those were linear transponder, 2 meter up, 10 meter down, and two of the satellites, RS-5 and RS-7, had a special robot on board. So my probably most memorable contact, as it actually isn't with a person, but more over a robot that was circling the Earth. And you can only imagine in the early 80s what kind of technology would be required to create a CW decoding robot. And essentially what you would do is you would call on Morse code in a particular sequence the satellite's name, and if it copied you correctly, it would in turn call you back and give you a QSO number, and then I think a 73. And I was one of the first 10 people to ever work that satellite and get a QSO number. Like if you can find a book written by Joe Kasser, G3ZCZ, actually the satellite would do a dump every once in a while of who the last contacts were, and noted as one of the top 10. So that was kind of fun. I guess the only other thing, which unfortunately was not a complete contact, but was what was real close, was a couple summers ago during a VHF contest on 6 meters, was heard by China and copied China on 6 meter FT8, but never made the two-way. Had screenshots of the station copying me, had screenshots of me decoding him, but never got the full exchange. So unfortunate, but definitely a highlight. As you all know, 6 meters can be a magic band, and surely working the other side of the world is not all that common. Anyway, thanks again, Steve, and back to net control, K1RA.
Well, thanks for that, Andy. That's good stuff. Appreciate that. I had forgotten all about those robots. But yeah, I remember the Radio Sputniks and Oscar 7 and 8. Cut my teeth on those Mode A transponders way back in the day. That was big fun. So thank you for those. I think, you brought to mind another one of mine here, too, and that was working MIR on 2 meters, FM voice. That was quite an accomplishment back there in the 80s, too. So fun stuff all around with the satellites. Let's see, Justin in NB3A, all yours.
Hey, good evening, Steve and Arsenet. Thanks for taking the night. Steve, a lot of good, pretty cool stories here so far tonight. So mine are probably pretty lame by comparison. I've got kind of two I think the most interesting two that I've made, and I think I chatted with Andy earlier in another thread, was working K1RZ on 900 megahertz FM from around, I think, north of Afton Mountain, so north of 33, actually north of 64 on the Skyline Drive, so probably at least 100 miles on 900 meg FM. Same during the same VAQP I don't think we completed a two-way JUSO, but I could hear Andy as clear as day on 1.2 gig FM from Aspen Mountain while he was at Terry's WZN's in, outside of Winchester. And that was pretty cool. The other thing that I thought was probably the most interesting QSO that I'd never heard it before. I was chasing a BOTA station on the West Coast in, I think, California a couple of weeks ago, and there was an Echo Alpha 1 station, or Echo Alpha something, DNH, I don't remember exactly, and they were, like, relentlessly chasing the station on the West Coast, and I kept hearing them and hearing them and hearing them. The West Coast U.S. station never heard them, and, well, for a while, and, I'll drop it for a second. The, anyway, so he kept calling relentlessly, and I could hear him clear as day, but then it started sounding like his audio was kind of, like, something was wrong with his audio, and it wasn't until later that I realized, you know, probably another 10 minutes later from listening to this, that I was, there was an echo, so I was hearing him both, on a long path and on the, like, the shorter direct or whatever you call it, and I thought that was really interesting because I never heard it before. And I assume the reason that the West Coast station probably never heard them until eventually they worked, but I guess he probably never heard them because he was listening in, you know, presumably one direction depending on what he had. I think that was one of the bigger, like, photo guys who probably something directional and, you know, I don't know. I guess he worked them eventually, so eventually he heard them. Anyway, those are the two things. Number one, long 900 meg for me, a long contact. And the other was hearing somebody both long path and direct, like, you know, hearing them twice, basically at the same time. Really wild. Anyway, back to Net, WDQCN from NB3A.
Okay, Justin, yeah, that's always fun when you can hear both directions with a little bit of delay there coming back around the long path. That's always very interesting to hear. Let's see, KQ4NES, Jim, how are you tonight, and what's on your list?
Hi, good evening to the net. This is Kilo Quebec for November Echo Sierra, relatively new ham, just with a 3 or 4 week fresh license. I don't have too many contacts to choose from, so I'll choose one of the two ever contacts that I've made here on VHF, and I was quite pleased to make a contact with K1HTV in Amosville on the last day of the year. It was either the 30th or the 31st of 2023, and that was exciting for me because it was my first ever of two, and it was also kind of neat to hit somebody in Rappahannock County where I grew up from 6th grade through 12th grade. So I'll introduce myself to everybody. I'm Jim, and thanks for the net to listen in on. KQ4NES, back to net control.
Good, Jim. And you couldn't ask for a better first contact. Rich is a wealth of knowledge and a really great guy, so we're fortunate to have him on here. Very, very nice. Welcome to the hobby, and I'm sure you'll get many, many great years of enjoyment out of it, as we all have. This is WD8QCN with the Forest Internet Technical Service Net. We're at the end of the list here, so we'll see if we have any additional check-ins or any rechecks. If so, please call WD8QCN now.
This is K1HTV.
W4VFW.
That recognizes K1HTV and W4VFW. Rich, your ears must have been burning. Go ahead, sir.
WD8QCN, the group K1HTV, recovering from COVID. I've been leaning back in the chair and thought I'd walk over to the radio and it brought up a lot of memories of my past 65 years of ham radio. I made a list of things while I was sitting down there. A couple of memorable contacts. For my first 2 meter contact with Colorado on big long e-skip opening. First ever 2 meter to St. Pierre, which is FP8 up in off of the Canadian coast. First ever 2 meter contact with Bermuda. First ever USA to contact. That was both our first USA contacts to those locations. First satellite contact between the United States and with then Yugoslavia. Nice card to show that. Show for that with a note of that.
contact. The contact with King of Jordan, JY1, King Hussein, and he was still alive. Contact with Musa Maranov, U2MIR, who was on the Mir spacecraft, and after he landed, got to meet him in person at a dinner. What else? Well, probably the most memorable ones is when the Russians were surrounding the Lithuanian parliament back in the 90s when they were trying to subdue the Lithuanians from gaining independence, and contacted a couple hams in, at the parliament building and passed traffic to the State Department, and months later receiving a letter from the president of Lithuania, Mr. Landsbergis, and I think I'd mentioned that on the net before. But a lot of memorable contacts. I'm sure there are other ones, but when you're around for a long time, you have the opportunity to make a lot of interesting contacts. As I said, I'm fighting COVID just in the last fourth of the 5 days, 5 days of Paxlovid and terrible tasting medicine, very sour tasting. Fever's gone, still kind of on the tired side, and hopefully to get back to normal soon. Been working DX. We had a good opening in the morning at 10 meters the past couple of days, working to China and Taiwan and Hong Kong. On FT8 running about 75 watts, but that's for the Yagi. Helps to have an antenna, a good antenna. I can't work them, but you can't hear them. I seem to hear them quite well, so I'm very thankful for the guys who helped me put up the tower, Andy and the whole KGP crew. Solar flux up to 165, was it, 164? The 159 yesterday's climbed up some more. Peaked up near the 169, 174 mark. At about 1,800, they took the 2,000 Zula reading, which I think was 169. So the solar flux has helped things. And yesterday, 2 days ago, there was an opening between Chatham Islands at L7DX and Tennessee. Didn't quite reach this far, but it's good to see the solar flux climbing again. That's it for now. Thanks, Steve, for doing that. Ned, I will not be at the club meeting, but I'll try to attend via WebEx. Okay, WDAQCN. This is K1HTV in Amosville.
All right. Thanks for that, Rich. And hope you're feeling better quickly. And, wow, yeah, I remember Musa. It's amazing you got to meet him. I did work him. I remember the contact really well. My dog was taking off barking like mad at the mailman downstairs, and Musa could hear him over the radio, and he was just busting the gut over that, and I thought that was just hilarious. So even my dog is famous with the Russian cosmonauts. So, all great stuff. Lots of good contacts. Let's see, down to Robert, W4VFW, your last one on the list. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, and good evening to everybody. And an especially good evening to Rich, who I hear, and that's good. My favorite contact, or my best contact, was in the summer, or the winter, rather, of 1967, and I talked to Barry Goldwater, who was trying to talk to a station in South Africa. At least he was calling it, and he got no returns. I called him. He came on. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't know what to say. Whatever it was, I probably would say something different. He was a great man, and it was a wonderful ham contact 56 years ago, I guess, now. And thanks for the net. You guys take care, and God bless. Robin Irwin, Tennessee, W4VFW.
Stuff. Yeah, lots of interesting famous people out there to work, too. Very fun. Thanks, Robert. This is WD8QCN with the Far Sunday Night Technical Service Net. One last call for any additional check-ins or rechecks. Please call now. All right, hearing none. Thanks, everyone, for a great discussion tonight. Lots of good stories out there. This is WD8QCN, Net Control for the Far Net. I want to thank everyone for joining us. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org.
This is WD8QCN closing the far net and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. Have a great one, and 7-3.
W4VFW, K1HTV.
K1HTV, W4VFW. You sound good, Rich. I certainly am glad to see you're on the upswing. Over.
Thanks, Rob. Feeling better, not feeling great, but feeling better. Not feeling very strong, but I'm doing better. Andy today, my son Andy, thankfully went out to do some shopping and picked up some stuff at Walmart that I needed. I had tried for the first time via the internet, seemed to work out okay, so I got food for another week or so. Interesting, your contact with Barry Goldwater. I've got a card from Barry from a contact nowhere near as memorable as yours. It was it occurred during a field day. It was one of these 5-9 contacts. And then sent him a card, got a card back from him, signed by Barry. So also worked, but nowhere near, as I said, as memorable a contact. Yeah, it's interesting how you, over the years you have some very memorable contacts. I can think of other ones now that I've missed. anyway, good to see you on again. I won't keep it too long. I've been going to lay down again. Time to get horizontally polarized. I worked most of my DX today horizontally polarized in the chair, running FT8 on the Android phone, remotely connecting to the shack. I've not been down to the shack for a full week, but I've worked loads of DX. W4VFW from K1HTV.
That's great, Rich. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I got my room cleaned up after a year of fits and starts and no ambition and no much of anything. And all my equipment has been moved. I've got my 4 HF and up transceivers right in front of me with my amplifier and my tuner and all that stuff and a couple clocks. I haven't been this active in years, but it's nice. Rich, take care. I'm going to sit back, maybe watch a little TV. I've got some friends here. So I'll say God bless you. Good night. And, oh, yeah, you mentioned something one time. I can't remember who it was, but it struck me only because, for whatever reason, I was at a moose lodge in, oh, hell, I forgot where now, about 18 miles up the road from Warrenton when I went on an honor flight. But, I can't remember. Anyway, I'll let you go. God bless. See you later. K1HTV, W4VFW.
Hey, Rob. It's K1HTV. Finding the shack and getting everything in order now and usable, and actually that you are using it, so that's great. You got everything running again at the right time of the solar cycle. Starting to ramp up again. We're approaching the peak in the next 6 weeks, 6 months plus. Hopefully it'll be in the fall instead of in the summertime. I'm more concerned about the 6-meter openings, which will then peak better in the fall. November is the optimum month if it's going to peak. So I'm glad to hear you're on. The upper bands have been super. And when the solar flux had dropped down to the 120s, the upper bands would close early, and even 20 meters was shutting down after dark. But now it seems to be holding on a little bit longer with the solar flux getting better. So take care, Rob. All the best to you. God bless you, too, and thanks for your prayers. And we'll be seeing you on the repeater again. W4VFW in Irwin, Tennessee. This is K1HTV in Amosville, Virginia. 10 miles west of the Warrenton repeater, saying 73 and good night. Take care.
Good night, Rich.
Whiskey 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.
K4SOO, K1HTV, your prayers are thankfully accepted, and I'm glad that I have quite a few people praying for me over at the Knights of Columbus and a lot of the Ladies Auxiliary and a lot of parishioners that I greet every Sunday. Trying to think where I got COVID. I think I got COVID from a Christmas Day handshake with someone. I had been wearing gloves, opened the very cold door of the church, And I did take them off, at least the right hand off, for a couple of handshakes, maybe half a dozen. My brother Knight, so it's possible I may have caught it from one of them, but no way of ever knowing. Only the Lord knows. And anyway, I'm recovering, and thanks for your prayers. Hope to get back to church another week or so. 73K4SOO, enjoy the rest of the Sunday evening. This is K1HTV, clear. Good night.
This is K4SOO, listening.
K1RA, this is KO4VNZ.
This is W4VA repeater.